Wagner.
You can try smiling, Ward. Geez. Welcome to the Time Spent Poorly program. We're a bunch of never-words.
Gonna be big someday.
Right now, we're gonna be big someday. You're a super awesome host over this way.
Just gotta Brady Bunch it, yeah.
Yeah, we're Brady Bunching it. Yeah, like, the super awesome engineer and artist, Eduardo.
Formerly known as
Eduardo. Now he's...
Now he's just
Marilyn Manson. I don't even know what that is.
He was trying to milk himself with his own mouth.
Everyone knows Derek because Derek's on every show all the time. All he does is spend his time talking to people. And Huds. I can get that one easy because it's like...
He's on another show too.
I'm the Beard. This is the Time Spent Poorly program. You should jump in the chat thing and...
Yeah.
And send us a message and tell us
sing along with our
dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nope.
We had a 4 hour, it was like 3 hour stream.
Three and a half hours.
Sunday. 3.5 hours.
I was checking in and out throughout the course of it.
It was fun. It was a fun stream. It was we streamed our live reactions to all of WrestleMania day two or whatever. It was fun. It was Zach, Sean, and myself, and then Dusty Katzenberger chimed in there for the last hour, I think. It was a good time.
I would have, but I had a screaming young child.
I think that's what you'd said
she was
that.
She was just not in the mood.
She's not going down. Not good to go on that one.
No. She does like entrances, though. She would calm down and quit screaming every time entrance music hit and somebody came out.
Well, I think...
And then she hit me with a chair, so...
That was something I've wanted to do for a long time, and I think that's something that we'll do more often. For other events.
It seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
StreamYard's definitely made the game we're playing with this a little bit more interesting, for sure.
Yeah.
So
it'd be even cooler if we could stream the actual event, but you can't do that.
No, there's laws and things.
Yeah, laws and stuff.
So,
Corona Watch 2020.
It's Corona Watch 2020.
Corona Watch.
What's that?
Did Weinstein actually have the COVID-19?
Well, the article...
He's tested positive for that and herpes, but he shows no sign of the COVID. He's not having any ill effects, which is weird because he doesn't look like he's in very good
It doesn't look like he has the constitution to fight that off.
He's quit drinking the adrenochrome, and it wasn't helping him that much to begin with.
Maybe his antibodies are just like his work with women. They're just like making that coronavirus take its clothes off.
He's just fully repulsive. They're working overtime to send him away.
He's the first zombie bacteria won't to decompose him.
Yeah.
He's got hepatitis A, B, and C. The herb.
Well, when you have the power of Satan behind you, you tend to do a little better, I think.
His internal biology is, emotionally abusive to the virus. Uh-huh, he might be the cure.
He pets it.
I might let you kill me
if you get under that table. Bend over the casting couch.
Corona's like, I don't know. Hashtag me too. I don't know. I don't know. Corona Watch. I mean, we're all still quarantined. That's the thing.
Except I've had it twice now.
Yeah, and I went and visited you the other day, and you like sneezed in my face like three times.
It was weird. It was weird when you asked him to spit in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Spitting in his mouth.
just.
I like that green screen though, Chris.
Oh yeah, it's not a green screen. I'm actually in space, avoiding the.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a window. Yeah.
That's just the window in my office.
Nice. No, I mean, so for realsies though, did Weinstein test to have it? Does he have COVID or?
As far as I understood, the test, he tested for it and the test was accurate, but he's not experiencing any symptoms from it. So he's like asymptomatic, I guess.
No, it was unclear test results.
Yeah.
But he's had no issues with it.
Which is just fucking weird.
Yeah. And does he actually have hepatitis and herpes, or are any of those true?
Oh, I was just guessing. He seems like a herp carrier.
He does seem like a herp carrier.
At least the genital one, not that mouth thing that everybody's got.
He's got that one too.
He's probably got that one too, but
it's fine. He's in prison now. I mean,
I know. Spread that shit around.
Yeah. He seems like a real
people are guy. Just like find a fold and fuck it on him, or you think they're actually throwing him in the ass?
Jesus.
Well, I mean, they might be, but they might make him sit on a casting couch first.
It's funny because it's a guy getting raped. See?
Right. It's a lot better.
I'm sorry. But yeah, I don't know. I still don't know anybody that has COVID for sure. I haven't met anybody. I have some like tertiary connections who may have had it, but I don't know personally anybody who's had it, and I don't know anybody who's died of it. So,
I don't even have tertiary connections at this point.
I don't know anybody who's died from it, but my wife has dealt with a lot of people who have died from it.
Yeah.
A lot. So far.
Did you watch that video I sent you?
I did.
You're out of Clarkston.
I did. Yes.
Yeah.
It's
People dying in car accidents, and they're blaming it on Corona because they tested their corpse tested positive. Oh, okay. Fair enough, CDC.
Is that what that are? Well, I didn't take that from the video.
Oh, no, that was from something different.
Oh, okay. But her theory was dancing around the idea of like they're dying from other conditions, and it's highly suspected it's Corona. But yeah, even if in those circumstances where the people aren't dying from, you know, or it's been said they've died from Corona, there's plenty of people that are just dying that aren't getting statistically entered in as dying from Corona too, I'm sure.
Oh, probably. I don't think it's as big a deal as they're making it out to be. And I think that the social distancing and the stay at home thing has gone too far. And I think it's time that we all just go back to normal. And I think Bill Gates should shut his fucking mouth. The hell does he know? He's a computer programmer.
He's working on a...
He's got lots of money. We should listen to what he has to say.
A vaccine?
Exactly.
What is Bill Gates saying? I guess I missed that.
Oh, he thinks everybody should be vaccinated for it and then microchipped so that we can identify the people who don't have the microchip, who haven't had the vaccination, and
so he wants to make us a fucking computer like a science project.
Yeah.
No, he wants to track every human being on the planet.
Yeah.
Well, right. Exactly. That's the underlying. Yes.
Put little RFID trackers underneath everybody's skin.
Yeah.
And it's not like this isn't just me spouting conspiracy theory. This is stuff that he says.
He's like proposing it. Yeah.
He's like, we need to track people who have gotten the vaccine so that we can shun the people who don't get it. Like, fuck you. I'm not taking some unnecessary vaccine. I'll take my chances with the goddamn sickness.
My friend's dad thinks this is the end of days, so.
Everybody thinks it's the end of days, every generation. There's tablets going back to ancient Sumeria where they're like, oh, God, this must be the end of days. Everybody wants to write a book, and everybody has an opinion, and nobody wants to work. This new generation is shitty. Like, that was 5,000 years ago. Ah, you're right. I'm also most worried about the expansion of authoritarian government policies. I think they should leave us alone.
Boy, that Rick guy is really smart.
Yeah. He is.
Well, what would be... what I find interesting is Nez Perce County or our town's numbers haven't really actually gone up that much.
No.
I think what are we at, like 15?
Something like that.
And we were at 13 like a week and a half ago. If they're going to surge at any point, they're going to have to surge like exponentially into the triple digits for anybody in our town to give a shit, because every time we go out, when I went out on Friday, I went to Costco and it was just like any other day. It was packed.
I went yesterday and they were limiting the amount of people inside. And
yeah, I went just before they started doing that.
And then today they got baby wipes in, which is the whole reason I went over there.
And they didn't have them yesterday?
No.
Fuck.
Well, I think it's going to be like just the regular flu. I mean, once it starts to get warm outside, nice outside, it'll just dissipate and we'll go away.
I can't believe I said that there. I wasn't even paying attention.
Oh, I thought you did it on purpose.
I thought you did too. You're not wrong.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't that seem to be the way the normal flu works, though? I mean, like, we all have it, and all of a sudden, like, May or June hits, and all of a sudden, it's like, oh yeah, I feel fine.
Yeah, it doesn't have a body to feed it, so it doesn't survive.
Well, and so I think it's
better in cooler temperatures.
It's hitting like bigger parts of the country, which, you know, I mean, I don't care because I don't live there, so. And and that sounds bad to say.
You American.
but
my monkey spear.
They said that in
if I can't public hit affairs it with class in the army. Feces, it doesn't exist.
If it can't be hit by my poop. no, if it's, you know, they're like, oh, 15 people died in a factory explosion. Where? In Bangalore. Oh, well. I don't know anybody in Bangalore, so, you know, all their factories can explode. 50? Not 15. But, like, if Clearwater Paper exploded, I would care. Sure. Because that's a huge benefactor to...
It has a big impact on our community. And
not to mention, I probably knew about 200 people who died in that explosion.
Right,
you know?
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's a... we're really, I mean, in a way, really fortunate to be in the part of the country that we are. It's almost like we were aching for something more with those little earthquakes that came last time.
I know I was. I was hoping that the Super
Did you feel a twinge in your nether regions?
No. My dog didn't even notice it.
I didn't feel that.
We were doing the show when it hit. Or we were doing a show. Maybe we were doing one of the socials. But I didn't feel it at all.
I didn't either.
My theory is I'm so...
said they felt something, but I didn't feel anything.
Yeah, I just figure I'm fat enough that I'm holding the earth down.
I mean, when I walk in my house, it's an earthquake.
Springy floors.
I'm just fat.
I got springy stairs.
Just a fat bastard, and that's it. The coronavirus is still not the thing that scares me. It's still just the people.
Yeah, and the nature of the people. Yeah, the way they behave. I mean, you saw it with
we should get rid of the people
with the toilet paper thing. Well, I mean, the coronavirus isn't doing a good enough job.
No.
We need higher statistics.
Somewhere it must be, because they're running out of ventilators.
We need a vaccine that will poison half the people that take it. That's what we need.
Yeah.
I like the Twitter storm against Bill Gates for using Africa as a testing zone for things. Everybody's like, Africa's not your science lab, you fucking cocksucker. Like, they're not wrong.
No.
Just because those people are poor doesn't mean that their life is worth any less than mine.
Well, they're from Africa.
Those are words I never thought to hear come out of your mouth.
Oh, no, dude. I'm so... None of us are
used to Africa? What?
No, not Africa. Just all of us are
anti-Bill Gates.
I'm very anti-Bill Gates.
We're also
very anti-human.
Inconsequential that it doesn't matter who happens to be. Just test everybody or don't test anybody.
Just... And those stupid fucking memes, like, if you go out today, you're making it longer till we can all go out. Like, no, they're not. The more people that get it, the quicker it hits, and they get the antibodies to get over it, and then we're done with it. And if a bunch of extra people die or the medical system is overwhelmed, that's a secondary thing. Get it out there, get it through everybody, cull the weak, and move on.
Do you think we're done with it, or do you think it's going to be cyclical like the flu?
It'll be cyclical. It'll come back in September or October.
Well, I know that they've said that.
And then it'll come back in probably 10 years, something fairly similar but slightly mutated. We'll pass around something that doesn't have any symptoms for about a decade, and then it'll come back real hard. Something like this will happen again. And it'll probably be COVID like 29 or 30, because this is 19.
Yeah, and it'll come from
this virus.
If it comes from the States, it's going to come from some gross guy.
Trump will
in a mortuary.
Be God Emperor, and we'll just be burning the bodies in the street.
Trump won't live that long.
No, they're going to...
Unless he's like Krang.
That's why there are no ventilators. Trump is building a super ventilator so he can live forever. He's not going to go the Disney route and freeze his head. He's going to have a massive iron lung, and we'll never be rid of him.
He'll just be like Krang from Ninja Turtles.
Quaid! Oh. I love me some Krang, though.
Now I'm just picturing him as Krang from...
I'm not sure that his brain is that big.
No.
Good old Bruno.
He's got about the same body type, though.
Yeah, and he's probably got a mutant living on his stomach, too.
Quato.
Quaid. I'm pretty sure we reference Total Recall at least once a week on this show.
Oh, you got to.
What a fantastic movie.
It's a great movie.
What, the elevator cutting off Michael Ironside's hands.
So have you guys seen the people who are saying that the 5G networks are what's causing COVID-19?
Oh, yeah. 5G up close, it'll cook a man.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that it was the cause of COVID, but I've heard some massive dislike.
Can anybody explain to me the science behind those notions? Like, is there anything, like, practical that supports, like, some sort of wireless technology causing a disease?
The wavelength rearranges your molecules.
Okay.
And it fucks you up.
I fucking hope.
Just came up with that. I hope 5G gives me superpowers.
I hope my cell phone's killing me.
I sleep with it like a pillow. And then before I do, I call like my dead mom and put it under my pillow.
Good power.
But
maybe it'll kill some people, and maybe it'll make some people immortal. You don't know. You don't know what radiation does. You don't know. You can't track mutation. I don't care if 99% of the time the mutation becomes cancer. Maybe I'll be the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, damn it. You missed. I missed it by that much. I was going to say, there are doctors out there who are studying radiation.
There are.
One in particular is studying gamma radiation, and it's worked out fine for him.
Gamma is my favorite kind of radiation.
But don't make him mad.
No. I think
you wouldn't like him when he's angry.
Banner is the saddest of the Avengers.
He's the saddest. He's the Incredible Sulk.
Yeah. Have you seen the Reverse Hulk?
No.
His name is KLUH, and he, I think he ate somebody, and he gets stronger the sadder he gets, Scarlet Witch did something, and all of the heroes turned to villains, and the villains to heroes, and Deadpool became Zen Pool, and he was just all calm and shit. But man, they wasted that one because the way the the way he looked was awesome, but the whole like you won't like me when I'm sad. Sad makes Hulk turn into Klaw, and Klaw will eat you. And he fucking ate somebody's head. And he punched Thor all the way to Europe. It was legit.
We talked a little bit about this, but Bruno's got a question. How are people acting over by us?
I saw more people wearing masks today than I have all of the rest of the days combined. At least half the people I saw today were wearing masks.
Really?
Masks when I've gone out to the... This hasn't changed. I only go to two stores, and I went to both of those stores over the last 3 days, and people were wearing masks, and I had not seen anybody around here wearing a mask.
I saw probably 5% of the people that were at Costco on Friday, and the Costco was like packed, were wearing masks. And then the same day I went to, or the next day I went to Home Depot, and they had people lined out, and they had a line of people like zigzagged from the entrance all the way to the exit. And probably 4 or 5 people within those groups were wearing masks. But it maybe wasn't even like half the time you see like a couple walking and one person's wearing a mask. The other person's like, fuck, I'm too cool for this shit.
That's how I am.
I saw somebody wearing a bandana like a cowboy. And I was like, you know what? I can get behind that.
A guy at the front counter at the post office was wearing a bandana. He looked like a fucking desperado. And I turned to another guy. I was like, I want to go to the bank with a fucking bandana on. In the worst fucking way.
Come to your senses. Climb down off your fences. Oh, that's funny.
I'm not going to wear a mask, but I'm not going to lie. I might do a bandana. If it got that bad, I would wear a bandana.
The only reason to wear a mask is to protect other people if you think you might be carrying the disease.
Right. So you can choke on your own.
Yeah.
I don't have that culture. Nearly
virus spittle.
For human yeah. life.
Keep your water droplets to yourself.
Yeah.
Or you grow a beard. This beard protects me. I never get sick.
Yeah. It's because you're inhaling viruses and bacteria all day long. They're mating in there.
Not this beard. This beard's clean.
The beard's a breeding nest for disease.
I feel like the beard grooms that pretty.
I'd say yesterday at Costco, there were about 50-50 whether somebody had a mask on.
Really? Wow. It's increased then.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on where you go, because I went to Les Schwab today, and that's just full of and I think I went to Napa too, because I had to get a couple batteries.
You go a lot of fucking places, Ward, when you're supposed to stay the fuck home.
They're open.
They're open.
And they're essential.
And there's
you have to do it right now. I've got a bunch of projects I'd like to not get to. I'm still going to go purchase the necessary things for them.
No, Ward, see, I didn't go into Home Depot.
You need to do is you've already got the materials.
Ward has gone. Ward has gone to more places over the last 3 weeks than he has in the last year.
That's not true.
That is a true statement.
No, that is not true. Okay, so
the beard has a whole brand new kitchen's worth of appliances in his living room, still wrapped up,
and 800 square feet of flooring.
Told you. All of his home
improvements. I can't start this because of COVID-19.
I mean, it's not like you have any more.
Yeah, I can't get started.
It's not like you have any extra time.
They're closed.
Are you, me? Extra time?
No. The beard doesn't have any extra time because he's still working.
Yeah.
I'm an essential employee.
I'm still working. The reason I went to Costco was to reload on shit so I don't have to go. I won't actually have to go get food again till mid-May. Serious. We have so much food.
I buy my shit from the stockyard.
That might even be July. I mean, we have so much stuff. I overbought bread.
I love it.
Oh, man. That was pretty good.
So has anybody else noticed that his camera keeps going
in and out of focus? Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was
just... must have like an autofocus on it.
Yeah. It's trying to focus in sharp, like real close on the beard.
It's picking an individual hair.
Yeah, picking an individual hair to get focused on.
I mean, I'm still going to certain places to shop, but the places I go aren't really necessarily all that busy all the time. I mean, I feel like Rose Hours isn't ever really all that bad. And I feel like... I mean, I go to A&B in the Orchards. No one's ever in there.
A&B almost never has more than three people in it.
Except for when the COVID-19 is out and it's fucking packed every time I look at it.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I'm at A&B in the Orchards, though.
I don't know. It was pretty busy the last time I went in there. Which was yesterday, the day before yesterday.
But I haven't had any reason to go down there.
Prathamesh. What's up, dude?
Prathamesh.
Thanks for commenting.
Yes, thank you. Keep the comments coming, fellas.
On YouTube.
Keep them coming.
How come we have that in the corner to see how many people were watching us?
What's that?
How come we... Oh, you
I have that. The eye. I get the eye.
Thoughts on Quibi.
Is that that channel?
Yeah, the one with like 6-minute shows or something.
Yeah, right? I sent the link to that today. We were just looking at that.
I wasn't interested in it at all, but they're going to have a whole reboot of Reno 911. I'd like to watch that, but I'm not going to get the thing for it.
I'm interested in that Will Forte thing.
What's that?
Is that the one that's the shows that are 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. They're all short.
I think Reno 911 is going to be full length.
Oh, I thought the big selling point was things are not going to be longer than 10-15 minutes.
They got everybody back for Reno 911, though.
Maybe it's
Garcia and Jones, who's like, that's who they booted off for like that last two seasons.
Maybe it's just
everybody back.
Oh, fuck.
What's so funny?
You're going to have to go over and get more chips here pretty soon. That looks like an empty bag.
You can come to my house. I got a lot of chips.
I've been doing my best not to get junk food. I don't want to come out of this 30 pounds heavier.
I've been doing
what you're talking about, right?
I went and rode. You know what I did today? I went and rode my bike. I went and aired up my bike tires and then rode.
You three. She's talking about this guy right here.
Yeah. Nothing makes him wetter than a beard.
She's like, eat them chips.
I went and rode my bike today, and you know what? I forgot how much work riding a bike is. I need to get in shape.
Mr. Dwayne Armstrong.
He rides a bike all the time, and look at that mustache.
on the lower left-hand corner there?
That's Peter Brill.
Yeah.
It's not Staples.
The old flavor saver.
He's a biking machine.
He is.
Some guy rode past Mars and I. She was running up the block in her footy pajamas this afternoon. Like, oh, you taking daddy for a walk? And she just kind of goes and just keeps walking. And I was like, she sure is.
The bike ride was fun. I didn't even go all that far, but I was still like,
did you track it once a day?
What's that?
Did you track it?
No.
No.
You just go balls to the wall and bike to work. Oh, yeah, you don't go to work anymore.
Yeah.
You work from home.
You know, getting to work would be easy. Getting back would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got to go up the hill, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
And I don't really have I have one of those, like, cruiser bikes, like the beach cruisers.
So you can be pushing it up?
You can just go... Right
pushing
down
up 17th Street.
Yeah, it has speeds on it. It's just not like you can't like really grip it and rip it. You know, like it's just not. It's not made for that. So,
no, it's for picking up girls in bikinis.
Yeah, dude, picking up chicks.
Ventura Boulevard.
Orchards.
Have you driven down Snake River Avenue lately?
No.
There's people at that boat launch. And they'll park their trucks back to back and they'll sit on the tailgates and talk to each other from 6 feet away.
Cool.
Yeah. Why? Like, I have never hurt that much for social interaction.
No.
Could have gone this whole time locked in this room, probably.
I fucking love it because people don't come over to my house. I had 2 days off of work. I never even left my property for 2 days.
Yeah. Usually between Thursday and Wednesday, I don't leave the house unless I need to pick up Alex. And then I went to Costco once.
I want to watch a lot of movies, but I don't go to the theater.
Yeah, I don't go to the theater.
Well, the nice thing about the theater here is 9 times out of 10, you're already social distancing. There's no one else in there.
Yeah. Well, no, what I've noticed the last few times I go into theater, though, is we pick a seat, and then the next fucking person that comes and sits close to us. And it's like an empty fucking theater. I was like, why?
It's your musk.
Yeah.
They smell you, and they're like, oh, we need to sit next to that guy.
Well, it doesn't.
That's why I have the beard. It scares people off. They never sit anywhere near me.
I'm really approachable.
People are way friendlier since I quit shaving my head. I think I look less, I don't know, off-putting.
I saw a picture of you with your head shaved in your profile or in your Facebook profile the other day. And that was the Chris that I remember from years and years ago when I knew you guys back when, before you went to the Army.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I started shaving this. I think I was 19 because we were living in Clarkston then. Rick and I had an apartment over at
Chris, you kind of look like Vince Russo.
No, I'm talking about when Rick had his house by A&B.
I smell just like failure like he does.
We did watch, did anybody else watch The Hunt besides Derek and I?
I didn't see it.
You didn't?
Good.
Not yet. I'll wait till it's free. I'm not going to give him $20 to watch a movie.
It's good. I didn't mind. I didn't mind paying it.
I mean, if I would have watched in theaters with my wife, it would have cost me more than $20. That's why I watched it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I watched it with that's how I justified it. Cause we did it with a couple of the movies that came out.
I was going to go see that movie in theaters, so it worked out. I fucking loved it, though. What's a shame about it is we paid $20 to watch that Onward, too, and you own that movie. I would have loved to have bought The Hunt for $20 because I would have watched it. I probably would have watched it a couple more times since it came out.
Right, and then Onward just came onto Disney Plus like 2 days ago, too.
Right, and I wouldn't have watched it for free if I had known. I mean, it was fine, but it wasn't.
Right, yeah. No, we did the same thing. I still want to rent The Invisible Man, but I'm kind of waiting to see if they've got any others kind of in the chamber that they're going to kind of trickle out.
But I think I saw the other day on Google Play or whatever, Google Movies, they had a bunch that were in theaters that are out now.
Yeah, they're coming across the bottom of the TV. When I turn it on upstairs.
Yeah, like, same here. That's why I was like, I would watch this. Not for $20.
Right, right. That's the problem with some of them.
For The Hunt, I would have loved to watch it again.
Yeah. We watched it.
Bruno, I did watch The Platform on Netflix.
The Platform? Which one is that?
Oh, man, Andrew King's talking. Oh, I'll be right back.
Are you gonna go call him?
I did watch The Platform on Netflix. It's like Spanish or Portuguese or something. It's good. It was fun.
What's the premise?
This guy goes into like prison. It's called like The Hole, and I mean it's kind of hard to explain honestly, but basically you every month you're on a new level of this prison. And the lower level you are, you don't get any food basically because like this food gets like lowered through like this hole. Mm-hmm. So like the top levels eat first, and everybody in the middle basically has to eat like, you know, leftovers that people don't eat. Yeah, I agree. The ending was a little disappointing.
What do you got there? Peanut butter pretzels.
Those are so good. Yeah,
they are good. I bought peanut M&Ms the other day.
Mott's fruit snacks, the bomb.
The Mott's are by far the best.
Don't forget.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. is a fucking Costco commercial.
You had a
you buy those giant bags of peanuts too. We have those. We always have peanuts.
The ones you shell.
Peanuts and pistachios.
Yeah, we'll do shell. Yeah, yeah, I love
shelling a peanut.
I just throw them on my floor in here like a bar.
It soaks up the blood. Foam intruders.
And the piss and vomit as well.
Not so good on the shit though.
No, it doesn't do that.
You had all
I love
there.
I love shelling peanuts though. You gotta get somebody at my old job, somebody bought unsalted though, and I was like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Oh yeah, I need my sodium.
Not eating peanuts that aren't.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
I'm a cashew guy though. Cashews are my favorite tree.
Cashews
nut.
Are good. Pistachios are good. I love peanuts. I like nuts in general.
Up in my mouth. And down.
There's
up
a quote
down.
For the bottom. I like nuts in general.
I do, man. I may make no bones about it. I like my nuts in my mouth.
I ain't scared to admit it.
You look good. It's a good snack. Delicious.
We should get a local brewery to sponsor the show. That would be awesome. You're right, Bruno. You are not incorrect on that score.
I know. There you go. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Unsalted.
What the fuck? Why? Who hurt you?
Who hurt you?
We should get a local brewery. You know, I actually tried to reach out to Henry's, and I think I just fell into, like, an email loop, and I couldn't actually get a hold of an actual – like, they sent me a number to call. I tried calling the number. And never got through. And then I kind of gave up. But I might try again. I was trying to get a... I wasn't trying to get a sponsorship so much as I was trying to get a neon sign for the studio. Are you choking on your...
His unsalted...
His unsalted nuts.
Yeah, he's looking at my, the core at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll never get anybody to sponsor this show. There is just way, way too much use of the C word and such.
So did you guys... Did we all watch the Tiger King then?
No.
No. I saw half of an episode.
Are you?
My dad told me all about it yesterday.
It's fucking hilarious.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's there's a scene, I can't remember what episode, it was either the penultimate episode or the last episode, where, and Derek, you probably know what I'm talking about.
I'm still here. I'm just okay. In camera.
That's fine. There was a firearm involved.
What's that?
There was a firearm involved.
A firearm.
Oh, yeah.
That was...
Oh, yeah. That's where we like it. Oh, yeah.
I had to stand up.
Ah. Looking good.
Yeah.
There we go.
I saw a Twitter thread the other day, and some guy was like, yeah, they had to cut a whole bunch of stuff out of the show because it was too far beyond belief. And my dad is my gauge for the average man. And he said, you can't write this shit about 11 times yesterday. and I was just like, from what I've read, we didn't even get half of the shit.
Yeah.
No, I know. I think they've got more content in the works for it, for sure.
Oh, yeah. He was yelling about how yesterday they were just starting to video a Where Are They Now thing. And he was talking about this guy from Vegas who was trying to buy everything and move it to Texas or something. And he got in trouble for taking the Tiger Cubs into a casino. And he was banging all these chicks. And I'm just like, this is my father. What is happening?
It was an interesting show. I mean,
and
stupid.
Then I told him to watch Love is Blind. I was like, you want to feel better about yourself? Watch that fucking show.
Have you finished watching that? I quit after I watched the first three episodes. I haven't gone back yet. Did you keep watching it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it still worth it? Is it worth finishing?
I have no, like, any doubts I had about myself being a quality human being are gone. Like I'm not the Tiger King, and I'm not one of the people.
Any one of those people.
You know what sucks about these shows? I was actually thinking about this yesterday. What sucks about these shows is that we don't have Joel McHale on The Soup anymore. Because I never used to watch any type of reality show, but I would watch The Soup with Joel McHale, where he would go make fun of all of it. And
was that on E?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watch that anytime I happen to see it.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And Joel McHale, I got a man crush on him anyways. I think he's hilarious. But
is it the beard?
He doesn't have a beard.
Didn't he have a beard?
He's got like a – he does like the 5 o'clock shadow.
Stubble, yeah.
But he also – I love Community. But he did that season on Netflix too. He did the Joel McHale show with Joel McHale, and they did like basically the first episode of the Joel McHale show. He's like, so where was I? And it's like basically because they canceled The Soup, and then he was off the air for like a year, and then he did the show on Netflix. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, this is just going to be The Soup. But then they only gave him one season. I don't get it. I thought it was hilarious, but
I watched it.
Because I never used to be like a big reality TV show guy. But you just watch The Soup, and then you get everything you need from like reality TV, but then you have somebody making fun of it, and I don't know.
Well, the majority of reality TV is all filler anyway.
Right.
Only so many cliffhanger moments and little bits of information that you actually want to know, and they string it out.
Yeah. Through
commercial breaks, multiple commercial breaks.
I think it'd be cool if Joel McHale would do what he's doing, do his old format, but bring it to like YouTube. But I guess The Soup got renewed. It has a new host. I'm not sure.
I didn't even know it was still a thing.
It got relaunched. It got rebooted. It's on E again.
Oh, wow.
But it's not Joel McHale, so it's not.
So your pants aren't at half-mast. Who is it?
And I used to watch. So I've been watching The Soup for a long time. Actually, the Soup used to be Talk Soup. The original host of it is Greg Kinnear.
Mm.
And then Hal Sparks was the host for a while. John Henson was a host for a while. John Henson was hilarious. So I've been watching the show for a really long time. Aisha Tyler? Like the voice for Lana on Archer.
Lana.
She was the host for a long time. It's been a good show for a long time. I should probably give the new host a shot too. It's just I was good with Joel McHale. I think he hosted for like 10 years, so
I have never heard of Andrew Schultz
though. I've seen the guy. I don't know who he is. Let's see.
He's Googling now.
Yeah. I'm about to.
There's a lot of people keep telling me to watch that. Kreischer, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
You know,
I watched one of his things and I didn't care.
I think he needs to put a shirt on. I can tell from the Bill Burt podcast that I wouldn't want to listen to him for an hour.
Yeah.
See, with comedy, it's been a really hard thing for me. I used to really be into stand-up comedy, and it's been difficult kind of getting back into it because I feel like I've gotten real picky taste-wise about what I like watching.
Can't you afford to be, though? Isn't that part of the problem with how many comedians are out there now? Can't you afford to be picky for who you watch because –
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's only so much time.
I don't have to watch an up-and-comer because I can just watch, you know, I can go back and re-watch any one of the famous DVDs that I have, you know, and enjoy that thoroughly. I don't need to listen to or watch the new Louis C.K. because I can go back and watch all of his old ones and they're hilarious. I don't have to see the new one.
So do you refuse to watch the new one?
I refuse to. I don't care. I don't care to see it. I'm indifferent.
Okay.
It's stand-up. The medium's not funny to me anymore.
Right. That's a fair argument. Well, I want to touch back on that, but I think you need to check out the special. I'd be interested just to circle back on a future episode to kind of talk about it a little bit. I personally liked it, but I also saw problems with it at the same time. It was one of the it's hard to, and maybe you guys will be able to help articulate my thoughts, and you might have your own thoughts on it, but my initial reaction to him announcing a special and that he was charging, I think it was $7.99 for it is what it was. And
$8
I paid,
wasn't bad.
Yeah, I paid for it, but but everywhere you go, you still see him classified as disgraced comedian, Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Out with a new special. He does address the issue in his routine. And so, and I'm not saying it forgives what he did in the eyes of the people that are extremely upset about it. I'm not personally upset about it, but at the same time, I think that if he's putting it out there the way he does, he kind of like says, and I think that it's been talked about because people have gone and like written articles about it since he's done, or since he's actually been building that special or working towards building that special. Basically, the gist of what he said was like, if you ask somebody if you can masturbate in front of them and they say yes, follow up with like, are you sure?
Are you sure?
I mean, I mean, if you were a Louis C.K. fan, this is like Louis C.K. material. It's great material. There's some good stuff in there about God that I thought was enjoyable. I think it's definitely worth giving it a listen just to kind of hear your take on it. And I'd be interested just because you have to look at it through almost two prisms in a way. You have to look at it through the prism of a Louis, like you're watching as a Louis C.K. fan, but then you're also watching as a person who's seen this person basically voted out of the business. So does this special count, Derek? Is this a special that counts? Is this his comeback or no?
Self-published?
Absolutely not. He self-published. This is basically like
I want to see his tax returns. I want to see his tax returns next year to like, see.
It's like the book that Roger Sterling published in Mad Men.
Yeah.
But did you see all the comments for the that I sent you about the announcement of the thing? There's a lot of positive like comments from people. There's negative ones too, but it's like it's probably like 70% positive and 30% negative. Like he's got a big fan base.
Well, yeah, of course he does. He's a good comedian.
Yeah, just because he shows his dick to people and comes on his own stomach doesn't mean he's not rid of his job.
Right.
It doesn't detract from Picasso's work that he chopped his fucking ear off. Or no, that was Van Gogh, wasn't it? Yeah,
I'll go so far as to say I enjoyed his special better than any special that Netflix has put out this year.
It's because the Netflix specials they put out this year are trash.
Mark Maron's was okay.
I liked Mark.
Yeah, Maron's was all right.
I liked the.
But even Maron's was kind of like run of the mill. Like they kind of just churned it out, and that's even CK still feels like we're just kind of a factory making comedy at this point.
I think honestly part of it is just I just don't care for the medium anymore. I've done it enough and failed at it enough that it's like working a McDonald's. You're gonna hate a cheeseburger after a while.
Right. I really was surprised that you had such good things to say about that Eliza Schlesinger show, because I got on and didn't feel that great about it.
I thought there was a lot of funny stuff in there. I think it was brilliant.
No.
I think sketch comedy is the lowest brow volume, the lowest brow of comedy you could possibly do. I think sketch comedy is, and I've actually right never been a sketch comedy guy.
I agree. I think it's the comedy that people resort to when they've run out of like good ideas to do something like meaningful. Like I'm not beneath being like the person, like we've done this, when we've talked about ideas, we've never really fully executed, but when we did our first cycle of Basement Boys, when we were doing Basement Boys, we talked about like building sketch comedy, like doing bits and stuff like that. And
I still think there's some bits that'd be really funny. I think mostly sketch comedy is like, it's super overplayed. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of comedians really ruin their reputations with it. Dude, Nick Swanson is a fucking hack. And it all happened because of that sketch comedy show he did. That thing was fucking trash. And you know what? And same with the Kroll show. The Kroll show is garbage. There was a one or two funny characters he created on there, and then he just ran them into the ground for like four seasons. Like, did the same characters every week. Just, God, what the fuck? Make a new thing.
Sketch comedy peaked with Mr. Show, and I think that's the last good that was ever made.
Yeah, I thought Schlesinger was okay. I mean, there was a lot of funny stuff on there. I mean, it wasn't all hit. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that was like, eh. There's a lot of stuff in there that made me laugh, though.
Name one from the first, because I only watched the first episode.
Everybody's funny, I couldn't keep watching.
Name one for that first episode that you enjoyed.
Oh, I don't know. They're not all that memorable.
Okay, so there was the one gym one where she was doing like the workout.
Oh, that was pretty all right.
That one stuck out as like, okay, this is decent. But I also like, there's a part of me that kind of like puts Eliza Schlesinger in the same pool as Amy Schumer. So I'm like prone to already like dislike her. Not because
she didn't have any like vagina jokes in her.
I like her way better than Schumer.
Because she's blonde.
And her Party Goblin one, you don't like her? Made me laugh pretty hard.
I don't think she's
anything like Schumer, but.
No, I don't. Listen. No, they're I don't think that blonde, she's.
They both have vaginas.
They're both women.
Oh, so that's also part of it too, though, is I didn't know who she was. I had never even heard of her prior to watching the show. We watched a preview and the preview looked funny, so we watched it. I've never seen her stand up or is that what she is? Is a stand up comic?
So she won her like last comic standing in 2008.
And then they went downhill from there.
She won Last Comic Standing in 2008, and I watched that show because that was right around, that was when we started Basement Boys the first time around. And so I was watching that stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Eliza Schlesinger won Last Comic Standing?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I did not know that either.
Yeah. So it was, and I liked her then. I've seen too much of these people, like, as real people, because they're so fucking in your face with stuff, but their realness seems ingenuine and fake a lot of the time.
And because it is fake, they're right. Celebrity.
I know. Yeah, I know, man. No, but I mean, okay. So if you were,
I'm not even a real person. I'm just.
I'm pretty fake.
I'm just a program in the Beard's computer. He pretends I'm his little brother.
He's really just, I don't know.
I thought it was fine. I was also drunk when I watched it. I mean,
yeah.
That makes everything funnier.
What was the one where they were throwing or eating the, I thought they were peaches, but they were.
They were peaches. Or it was nectarines.
Nectarines, yeah.
They're like at the pitch table. I actually did like that one. That was pretty funny.
It wasn't bad. I didn't like her performance. I have a problem, I guess, with Eliza Schlesinger. We'll just put it that way. I don't know what it is. I think I do know what it is,
but I'm not going to say it.
What is it?
You don't like women?
I don't think you like women comedians. I've never heard you say anything positive about any negative about.
Okay, I've
about
got
any
one.
Female.
What are your thoughts on Lisa Lampanelli?
Kathleen Madigan. She's all right, but she doesn't. She's not currently all right. I mean, I actually saw Kathleen Madigan when I was 20.
Joan Rivers was the last funny woman. She's dead.
But I used to. You? But I don't mind.
Gilbert Radner.
Some of Sarah Silverman's stuff is okay.
See, I'm not a Silverman person.
But I can't. Well, no, I can't do her in big doses.
I thought she was funny on the.
She only does it in big doses.
Well, now, but she used to be a little more kind of low key.
I didn't like the entire thing.
her sketch comedy show is not very good. I didn't like that at all.
Did you see the Chappelle getting the Mark Twain Award?
I didn't see it.
Is that on Netflix?
It is. It's fun. It starts out with Morgan Freeman saying fuck. And
I paid $20 to hear that.
A bunch of people come on and do different things. And Sarah Silverman talks about Dave Chappelle coming over to smoke a joint. he called her and he's like, hey, can I stop by and smoke a joint? He stops at her house, smokes a joint, doesn't share it.
Chappelle's a good comedian. I like Chappelle's. His specials are good. The ones he's done.
He had a bad one of what did he do, like five?
There's three or four, something like that.
And they're excellent. And yeah, this was just a little bit of his induction into the Mark Twain thing. But you look at who's gotten that, and it's like a who's who of my favorite comedians. I mean, Pryor got it first. Carlin got it the year he died. They announced it, and then he died, and then they went on with the show anyway, because it's not supposed to be a posthumous award. It's supposed to be like you get it, and then you have like another. It's like a midlife achievement award.
Tom Segura, you have a renaissance. Tom Segura's stand-up is pretty good.
I haven't seen his yet. I keep hearing from Ron that I need to watch it, but
he's pretty funny. I thought Tom Papa's newest one was pretty good.
It wasn't bad. Segura's was the ball hog one. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay. They feel try hard to me. I feel like a lot of these comics are using like Louis C.K. as a fucking blueprint or a genre. It's almost like they aspire to be Louis C.K. types instead of their own type or a type in general.
That's why Chappelle's so good, is he's honest.
He's just being himself. He's Chappelle. He's not trying to be Eddie Murphy. He's not trying to be any particular person. He's identifiable in and of himself for the content that he's delivering. He's genuine in that he can do that. I feel like comic like Segura, who does good, like his comedy's good. I've enjoyed some of his specials, but at the same time, I feel like he's like discovered the secret to comedy. Like he's got a playbook.
Are you talking about like the secret where he does like the vision board?
Yes.
He put Louis C.K. on there.
Is that where vision boards came from? Was that book The Secret?
The Secret uses vision boards. I don't know if that's where they came from. And the only reason why I know that is because of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Oh. I base most of my information off of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, if you know nothing else than just what you've learned off that show, then you should be good for the rest of your life.
Oh, you know, I only discovered Always Sunny probably, I'd say it's probably 3.5 years, 4 years ago now. But they were already like 10 or 11 seasons deep by then, by the time I discovered
it. It's all still topical and hilarious.
Oh, okay. I loved it. I mean, I burned through those seasons in probably a matter of weeks, but it was probably one of the best experiences I've had.
It's still really good, too. Even the newest season was fucking hilarious. There's less episodes now, but it's still really good.
Watching, is it Rickety Cricket?
Oh,
yeah.
Watching his evolution is...
Or is, regression, I guess.
Is incredible. They have he and Ron McElhenney, if I'm saying his name right, have that Mythic Quest on Apple TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to check that show out.
I want to watch it, but I don't want to get Apple TV.
I just buy everything in sight. I grab up every streaming service.
I've got all the streaming services I need.
You guys are all really selective about your streaming services, and I was for a while. I had like two, and then all of a sudden, I just decided just like to grab them up. But I quit cable, and so even at this point,
you need to pay that money. You don't want that money anymore. You need to give it away somewhere. So let's just have it all. More content than I can consume, but buy it.
I'm supporting the artists.
I think I pay enough for YouTube TV, but I just still. I think so. We have Netflix that we don't pay for, that we have somebody's account, but then we use Amazon Prime, and with that we have the HBO.
And Prime, if you're a Prime member and you order from Amazon all the time, it pays for itself. So I don't even count that one as a service.
And then we do have, and then we get the Disney Plus package because I was using ESPN Plus anyways. So I guess we have Hulu, except for Hulu. I don't like Hulu. I think the navigation on Hulu is crap. And
that would be a great idea if it weren't completely illegal. Wink, wink.
Yeah, my dad doesn't already use my stuff already.
Unethical life pro tips.
I share YouTube with Zach.
So my
and
dad
I'm not actually
has...
friends with these fuckers in real life. I just show up and do this podcast.
Thanks, Rick.
We are nowhere even close to sharing passwords here.
You have to just you'd pick a universal one like fluffy tits or something. For
poop balls.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ricky Pool, then
you can see I brought my dog to space with me.
Nice. It's like a Disney movie, Space Dog or something.
Oh, all right, Doodle Bear, come here.
It's take like Space parent. Jam.
My bad.
Only instead of Michael Jordan, it's Chewy Dog.
So, yes, I gotta spritz up my drink real quick here.
Yeah, I'm gonna re-drink.
So wildly affectionate right now.
Hey there, everybody. I'm Eduardo from the Time Spent Poorly Network, Idaho's first podcast network. Hey, and if this show isn't your cup of hot soda, maybe any of the other shows we have is. Like our flagship, the Time Spent Poorly Show, where the hosts meet live over Facebook and YouTube at 7 p.m. every second and fourth Tuesday of the month to have drinks and prattle on for a few hours about past and present pop culture. If sports is your bag, you won't want to miss the sports program on TSPN, live Saturdays at 1 p.m., and Smart Mark Wrestling Radio, a slobber knocker of a time, live Thursdays at 7 p.m. all times Pacific. There's also King Sports, released weekly on your favorite podcatcher. And finally, the YouTube exclusive beer tasting review series, A Beer with Eduardo. That's light on expertise and heavy on gimmicks.
I gotta have more cowbell.
If you've ever watched Neil deGrasse Tyson shit on our existence by saying how insignificant we all are in any episode of the cosmos, then you can appreciate that there may be little else to do with your free time, and I'll say it, poor time, than to get involved with what our network has to offer. If you're listening to this, you've got this show locked down, but to spend more of your time poorly with us, go to timespentpoorly.com or .fun or even tspn.fun, where you can connect to all our Twitters and stay updated. Time Spent Poorly has been around since 2008, so we figured it's high time we created a Patreon over at patreon.com/timespentpoorly. So head on over there if you want and give the deets on that a gander. And if being a patron isn't for you, we get it. Then maybe use us as a tool to reconnect with an old friend by sharing in the live experience for any of our live shows. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to reading your comments on one of the next live shows.
I could have used a little more cowbell.